Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
Well, there's really only one thing we can be talking about. 1 week after the arrival of a new chef d'orchestre at the White House, or rather the return of a maestro who's been honing his conducting skills these past 4 years. But I'm not talking about him, because I want to tell you about three other conductors, starting with our very own David Levy, talented pianist and musical arranger who brings us a variety of lovely concerts throughout the year in and around Terrobe. Well, David is actually working in Germany at the moment, a country which prides itself on its support of the arts. So in a picturesque little town called Neustrelitz, which stands on a lake in the district of Mecklenburg, he is directing a production of Chicago, that great musical by John Kander and Fred Ebb, book by Ebb and Bob Fosse, who was the first choreographer of the show, who gave it that iconic look, bowler hats, red lips, angular jerky dancing, which has become such a favourite around the world since it premiered in 1975. Set during the jazz era, it's the story of Velma Kelly and Roxy Hart, two murderesses who've been put behind bars in the Cook County Jail awaiting trial, both of them pleading mitigating circumstances thanks to the persuasive ways of lawyer Billy Flynn, who knows how to manipulate the press for his own purposes. The musical was based on a 1926 play of the same title by Maureen Dallas Watkins, about actual criminals and crimes on which she reported, and it's a satire on corruption in the administration of criminal justice and the pull of the celebrity criminal. Think of O.J. Simpson. When it premiered in 1975, it ran for 936 performances. And now it's opening in a small town in Germany with David Levy at the helm. The second conductor I want to talk about is a choirmaster, and Germany is also part of the story. The Choral is a feature film that's coming out in March. It has an amazing pedigree written by the great British humorist and wry observer of human nature, Alan Bennett. It's directed by the former director of the National Theatre in London, Nick Heitner. The story is set in a Yorkshire town in 1916, when young men were joining up in droves to fight the Hun, and in many cases, never to return. The local town wants to put on a concert, as it has always done. Usually it's Bach, but Bach being German is not a popular choice at this time. So they decide to sing The Dream of Gerontius by Edward Elgar. The film is full of feelings, suppressed emotions, social and moral prejudices of the time. I won't say more, except that the cast comprises some of Britain's best-known actors, and there are a lot of talented youngsters as well. And Ralph Fiennes, straight from Conclave fame, is the English choirmaster with a slightly questionable past who is asked to conduct for De Mieux. The singing is absolutely divine. And the last of my trio of conductors is Jakub Hruša, a smiling Czech who was up to this year director of music at the Bamberg Symphony, but is now, at the tender age of 43, the newly appointed music director at London's Royal Opera House. So last week I bought myself a ticket way up high to watch him conducting Janáček's Jenufa, a tragic tale of love lost, love spurned, shame, betrayal, and ultimate redemption. What I find intriguing is that at the Royal Opera House, a smoked salmon bagel costs 10 euros, whereas at the National Theatre, which is the People's Theatre, it costs 12. And finally, for dog lovers among you, there is one chain of cinemas in London offering special dog-friendly screenings, where they provide your pooch with a rug or a blanket and copious bowls of water. Couldn't Ciné 32 think about doing the same thing, so we could go to the cinema with our dogs?
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
I would love it.
www.dfm930.com